This is Dr. Inigo dictating a pediatric consultative examination for a claimant by the name of Ava Marie Marquez. Date of birth, August 17, 2017. Case ID number 2891090. Date of exam 8/18/2022. Duration of examination 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Alan Mercado dated 5/3/2022. Informant is a mother by the name of Diana Solis. Identifying information, this is a 5-year-old female who presented with her mother for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of brachial plexus injury of the right upper extremity with no use of the right hand and nerve damage, comma, developmental delay, comma, and anxiety. The claimant's mother is presently working as a logistic company where she has been working there for 3 years. She is separated from her husband, who is presently in jail. At the present time, she lives in an apartment with one other child who's approximately 4 years old. The mother states that she's working approximately 30 hours per week, and the claimant is presently not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations, number one, brachial plexus injury with no use of the right hand and nerve damage. Number two, developmental delay. Number three, anxiety. History of allegation. Number one, brachial plexus injury with no use of the right hand and nerve damage. The claimant's mother states that at birth, the claimant was a vaginal delivery and injured her right shoulder in a complicated delivery secondary to the baby weighing too much. The claimant is unable to use her right hand and has complete nerve damage of the right upper extremity. She was diagnosed with a brachial plexus injury, and x-rays and other studies were performed. She has had a nerve transplant of the right upper extremity to help with her brachial plexus injury, which was performed in February 2018 with poor results. The mother denies any fractures or other injections given for the condition. Her symptoms include swelling, comma, warmth, comma, pain and stiffness, comma, increased pain with cold, damp weather, and pain that she feels daily. Her limitations include being able to walk one block, comma, stand for 2 hours, comma, climb one flight of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. She is left-handed dominant, but is unable to write at this time, comma, but can drink with the left hand from a cup. She is unable to use the right hand at all, but she does attempt to button her clothes and can lift approximately 1 to 2 pounds with her left hand. Claimant does have a left wrist brace that she did not present with, that she uses on the left wrist. Her physician at this time is Dr. Alan Mercado, but she states that she has a neurologist and also an orthopedic surgeon. At the present time, she takes Tylenol and ibuprofen for relief of pain, which does give her relief. Her physical activities include playing with a ball, swimming, dancing, watching TV and doing other activities that don't necessarily include her using a right upper extremity. She is getting ready to go to kinder, which is pending. Allegation number two, developmental delay. The mother states that at the time of birth, she had developmental delay of her right arm, which caused the arm not to develop as it should have developed. And because of that, her right arm is atrophic and smaller than her left upper extremity. She has received multiple physical therapies, which include occupational therapy and physical therapy. She received in West Ligo 3 months of therapy, which was consistent with physical therapy. She has had hand therapy of the right upper extremity for 6 months, and also has had approximately 1 year of therapy with central therapy in the ELSA for the right upper extremity. Review of systems. The claimant denies any problems with headaches, comma, dizziness, comma, visual problems, comma, hearing problems, shakiness, comma, vomiting, comma, loose stools, comma, hard stools, comma, soiling, comma, muscle weakness, comma, except for her right upper extremity, poor appetite, comma, or rashes. She does have problems with clumsiness, comma, bedwetting and day wetting, comma, an abnormal posture, along with right upper extremity problems. Activities of daily living. The claimant is presently not a loner, but does have frequent fights with her peers, comma, adults, comma, siblings, comma, and sometimes with her mother. The child enjoys putting makeup on, playing music, putting on nice clothes, especially fashionable clothes, and dancing. She loves to listen to music as well. The claimant plays with her other sibling, and she does go to her physical therapies during the day. She is going to be starting kindergarten soon, and is looking forward to being with other children. Some of the child's positive characteristics is that she's very independent, comma, she expresses herself very well, comma, is very outspoken, and she's a social problem solver. The claimant is able to do most things on her own, but she desperately gets challenged when she has to use her right upper extremity, which she cannot use. Developmental milestones. The child was an easy-to-care-for infant from 0 to 18 months of age, and also an easy-to-care-for toddler from 18 to 48 months of age, secondary to her calm character. She sat alone without support at 4 months. She never crawled, comma. She walked without support at 11 months. Set her first words at 9 months. Set her first sentences at 1 year, 3 months. self-dressed without help at 3 years, bladder trained during the day at 3 years of age, bladder trained during the night at 3 years of age, and bowel trained at 3 years of age. During the first 3 years of life, the child frequently cried, had temper tantrums, had extreme mood changes, was distractible, enjoyed being held, explored the surrounding environment, was active, and was predictable in terms of sleep and waking patterns. The mother states, during the first 3 years of life, she sometimes was afraid of new faces and was unresponsive to discipline. The mother also states that rarely was she destructive. Some of the problems that she has encountered in the first 3 years of life was she was never able to crawl or use her right hand. Birth history. The claimant was said to be too big when she was born. And the mother states that since she was born vaginally, she had to be pulled out of the uterus with a vacuum pressure. The claimant's mother states that she was very upset because she felt that she should have been a C-section since she weighed too much at the time of birth. She was born at Doctor's Hospital at the Renaissance in Edinburgh, Texas, and the mother states that she was in labor for 11 hours. The baby was delivered by instruments and was not a C-section baby and was not more than a one baby birth. The child was also not jaundiced during the first week. The mother states that the baby was not placed in an incubator. And at the time that she was delivered, it was noted that she wasn't breathing when she was born, and she had to be somewhat resuscitated. The baby was not a C-section delivery. Was a one baby birth and was not jaundiced the first week of life. The baby weighed 8 pounds, 9 ounces and was 21 1/4 inches long. The mother stayed in the hospital 3 days as well as the baby. The obstetrician was Dr. Puig. Past history. The mother states that the child has had developmental delay, right brachial plexus injury of the right arm, anxiety, and a nerve transplant performed in 2/2018. Social history. There is a family member that does occasionally smoke, but not in front of the child. And the mother states that sometimes they drink socially. No one in the family has delirium tremors or seizure disorder. There is no one using marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases. There is no one in the family with hepatitis, HIV, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Family history. The father is 40 and in good health, but he did have attention deficit hyperactive disorder. The mother is 41 and in good health. Medications, Tylenol and ibuprofen, PRN is needed for pain. Allergies, no known allergies. Physical examination, height 46.5 inches, weight 59 pounds, BP 113 over 68 mmHg, heart rate 65 beats per minute, respiration 12 respirations per minute, growth chart. The claimant is at the 100th percentile for her age according to her height and is above the 100th percentile for her weight according to her age. General, the claimant is a well-nourished and well-developed female and no acute distress except for problems with her right upper extremity. Could you please drop down to extremities? The claimant has a right upper, slightly deformed upper extremity with evidence of brachial plexus palsy and decreased strength and range of motion as well as sensitivity. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant has full range of motion of all joints except for the right upper extremity and no evidence of any other active inflammation on examination. The claimant had a normal gait and station. She could walk on her heels, toes, and squat without any difficulty. Neurological. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were intact. Deep tendon reflexes were plus 2 for the triceps, biceps, brachioradialis, and patellar for the left upper and lower extremities, and was 0 for the right upper extremities. Sensory examination to light touch was abnormal for the right upper extremities. Cerebellar function was intact. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for the left upper and lower extremities. However, muscle strength for the right upper extremity was 0, was plus 1 over 5. There is evidence of muscle wasting of the right upper extremity. The claimant had good fine finger control for the left hand, but poor fine finger control for the right hand, which has no movement at all. Clinical assessment. The claimant shows no evidence of any obvious vision or hearing problems. There was no facial dysmorphism, but she does have some skeletal anomalies of the right upper extremity secondary to a brachial plexus injury. There was no physical evidence indicating side effects of medication. The claimant's behavior and attention span was appropriate. She related to and interacts well with the examiner and her caregiver. Her affect is appropriate. Her speech, both quantity and quality, is spontaneous. And on imitation age, appropriate. Her receptive, expressive, and communicative ability was age appropriate. Her general health shows no evidence of abnormality. Diagnosis, number one, brachial plexus injury with no use of the right hand and nerve damage. Confirm with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has had a nerve transplant with poor results, and she is still receiving physical therapy for the right upper extremity. Number two, developmental delay of the right upper extremity. Confirm with physical examination. Being treated with physical therapy and occupational therapy at this time. Number three, anxiety, mild, appears to be a normal child at this time. Prognosis is probably fair to poor, secondary to the claimant not having much movement at all of the right upper extremity and some signs of atrophy. And no sensitivity to touch in the right mid-arm area to the hands. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Ava Marie Marquez.